This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of the ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson broadcast award-winning program Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome to Between the Keys. A few years ago, I did an episode called Varied Variations, and I thought that the topic of variations would be good to revisit at this time. So let's begin with one of Chopin's early works. When Chopin was 19, he heard the great violinist Paganini in concert, and he was dazzled by Paganini's variations on the song The Carnival of Venice. So Chopin decided to write his own variations on The Carnival of Venice, a work that he titles Souvenir de Paganini. We're going to hear it performed by Nikita Magaloff.
Thank you.
That was Nikita Mogilev at the piano playing an early work by Frédéric Chopin, a set of variations called Souvenir de Paganini. A version of the variation form can be found in the form of a chaconne, where you have a fundamental theme or a bass that is varied in numerous ways. And just as Chopin was inspired by Paganini's violin playing, Carl Nielsen was inspired to emulate J.S. Bach's famous chaconne from the D minor partita for unaccompanied violin. However, Nielsen's 20 variations go their own stylistic way, as you will hear. The chaconne is a major work that I think ought to be performed more often, and I have an excellent recording of it for you now by the late John Ogden, music by Carl Nielsen. The Chaconne, Opus 32 by Carl Nielsen, premiered 100 years ago in 1917. We heard it performed by John Ogden. You are listening to Between the Keys, and my name is Jet Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. The next set of variations is by Cornelius Cardew. It's called We Sing for the Future. It was his last piano composition. He wrote it in 1981, the year that he was mysteriously killed near his home by a hit-and-run driver. And I want to read what Cardew himself wrote about this music. He writes, I have discontinued composing music in an avant-garde idiom for a number of reasons. The exclusiveness of the avant-garde, its fragmentation, its indifference to the real situation in the world today, its individualistic outlook, and not least, its class character. The other characteristics are virtually products of this. We Sing for the Future is a composition based on a song. The song is for youth who face bleak prospects in a world dominated by imperialism and whose aspirations can only be realized through the victory of revolution and socialism. In the framework of a solo piano piece lasting about 12 minutes, something of this great struggle is conveyed. Now, in this performance by Frederick Shevsky, it goes on a little more than 12 minutes because Frederick Shevsky improvises several cadenzas, which work really beautifully in the context of Cardew's variations. We Sing for the Future. Let's listen.
Thank you.
Music by Cornelius Cardew, his 1981 set of variations, We Sing for the Future, performed by Frederick Jevsky. The final work on this episode devoted to variations is Franz Liszt's Weinenklagen Sorgensagen, which is based on the bass line ostinato from the second movement of Bach's Cantata No. 12 of the same name. This bass line also appears in the Crucifixus movement in Bach's B minor Mass, and in this piece, Liszt's harmonic sense is operating at full capacity. We're going to hear this set of variations performed by Alfred Brendel. He recorded it twice, actually, for the Philips label, once in 1975, and then he remade it in 1989. And the reason I want to play this 1989 recording is that it was left out of a box set that otherwise contains his complete Philips recording. They made a little oversight, but fortunately I do have it in my collection. Alfred Brendel playing Liszt. Franz Liszt's Variations on Weinenklagen Sorgensagen, based on a basso ostinato by J.S. Bach. The pianist was Alfred Brendel, a recording from 1989. I remember I actually heard Alfred Brendel play this piece live at Carnegie Hall, and the effect was like watching Clark Kent dash into a telephone booth and emerge as Superman. It was quite a performance. I'll never forget it. And that brings our variation episode to a conclusion. We also heard works by Frederic Chopin, Carl Nielsen, and Cornelius Cardew. And I think that made for a pretty good and varied program, in my unhumble opinion. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and thank you for listening. I love that you reach out to me with your feedback and your comments, and I also invite you to reach out and support the Classical Network. There is no other classical station like this, and we cannot take it for granted. Okay, I gotta go, but I hope we will be together next week at this time for Between the Keys, which is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. Stay well.